In New York, this summer's noisiest political debate is over how to make the city quieter. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has proposed the first sweeping change of the city's noise code in 32 years. There'd be new regulations for loud clubs, barking dogs, even the ice cream man. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
In New York City, summer has a theme song. The Mr. Softy ice cream truck prowling the neighborhoods of the city. It evokes the hot summer days of childhood, and then it starts again, and again, and again, every 16 seconds until Labor Day. It drives some New Yorkers nuts.
They use really bad speakers, so it would be this sort of fuzzy, distorted sound a lot of the time.
Jillian Andrews, a grad student, had a Mr. Softy truck parked outside her window in Queens, endlessly playing that song.
It distracts you, really. It sort of keeps you from working a lot of the time. I'd be trying to write in the evenings, and it would just be really hard to do.
There have been hundreds of complaints to the city this year about the sound of ice cream trucks, and so it was included in the list of offending sounds when Mayor Bloomberg unveiled his new noise regulations last week.
Complaints about noise are not frivolous. Noise disturbs our sleep, prevents people from enjoying their time off from work, and too often leads to altercations when the police are called in.
The city already has noise regulations, but they're complicated and require cops to use portable noise meters. Bloomberg's plan is for a more common sense measure of what constitutes a racket. For instance, a barking dog could get its owner a ticket if it yowls more than 5 minutes at night. Police could crack down on plainly audible nightclubs and car stereo systems. And the new laws would close loopholes that allow buildings to use multiple air conditioners. And then there's the ice cream clause. Mayor Bloomberg is proposing that by 2005, trucks would not be able to use pre-recorded songs, but would have to go back to the old-fashioned hand-rung bells. Jim Conway is the vice president of the Mr. Softy franchise, and he says that's not good enough.
If our trucks don't have a way to announce their presence, and in a sense the noise is the music is like a short advertisement, if you will. That's what draws people from their houses and from their apartments.
On 7th Avenue in Brooklyn, a Mr. Softy truck is parked outside a hospital. David Shane just bought vanilla soft serve cones for his whole family.
The song doesn't bother me. It's sort of worked its way into our collective consciousness at this point. It's like, it's room tone. It doesn't bother me at all. I think it's a little fascist, in fact, to sort of, you know, legislate it out of existence.
It's the sense of nostalgia that may save the Mr. Softy song. Several city council members have said that they actually like the music. And this weekend, Mayor Bloomberg backed off and said that there was some room for compromise on the matter. Mr. Softy's Jim Conway is offering some technological solutions.
We can have music boxes where the top volume is lower, or even, you know, stop the play if the truck is put in park, that kind of thing.
And if that doesn't work, here's one low-tech idea. By now, most New Yorkers know the jingle by heart. Perhaps as the quieted trucks drive through the city, everyone could just sing the theme to themselves, like David Shane and his son Jackson. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.